Hello, Quaker Nation. This is Dave Brand. I hope this week finds you well. We had a great week preparing for this responsible restart, embracing this challenge as we prepare to have a great school year, a safe school year with your students, our staff, and community. This update, we have a few items we want to clarify from some past questions that we received, as well as share some important dates that are upcoming, and one pretty significant change to our plan that we want to share that make sure you know, and again, as we continue to evolve, to make sure we have the safest plan possible. Remember, with our plan, the first step of it is that you have two choices, either in person or the virtual academy. The virtual academy option is that 100% online curriculum for your child. And we're asking for 9-week commitments. And remember that enrollment period is next week, August 3rd through the 10th. There'll be a button on the website for you to enroll each child, a different form for each child. Or if you're choosing the in-person option, you don't need to do anything, but we will have various plans and situations for the scenarios that may come depending on the risk levels. So if we're at risk level 1 or 2, we'd be in plan A. And plan A is 100% in person. While if we move to a level 3 or red, we would do a modified schedule where most children would attend 2 days and be remote the other 3 days. If the risk level rises to level 4 or purple, we would be 100% remote at that point. So with plan B, a couple things that I wanted to touch on for some questions that we received with it. It will be our teachers on those remote days. So your children would see videos of our teachers, hear from our teachers, so they have that connection with them, as well as the assignments and lessons that they'll build on what they have, that they learned in that face-to-face environment just from at home. So it'll be an extension of what was going on in the classroom, but at home, again, with videos from our teachers. In C, the remote setting, this is where we've really put a lot of effort in to make sure we are better at than we were in the spring. I think everyone did an amazing job, but we were able to learn some things from the feedback that all of us have gotten from the various, from teachers and from students and from parents of what we could do better. So we worked hard to make sure we were prepared if we do have to go 100% remote for a short period of time or a long period of time. Your child would get instruction from our teachers. They would hear and see their teacher each and every day. There would be direct instruction. There'll be other opportunities for them to learn, not just on the computer, but various other activities that they would do throughout the day. And then there would be separate times put built in for those students to have that small group instruction or be able to ask questions of their teacher via phone or Zoom calls and things like that. With the virtual academy, I want to touch on things. I think I might have misspoken in one of the previous updates with it. Again, it's a 100% virtual environment, kindergartners through 12. No preschool in this one, it's just kindergarten through 12. And we do have the opportunity to provide most services for IEP students through it, but not all, so we'd want to touch base on an individual basis on that. We cannot offer AP or gifted courses through this program either. So I apologize for that, but no AP or gifted programming. Here's where our change comes to our plan. We're continually working with public health officials and getting more advice as we continue to grow and learn. And so some of our precautions have enhanced. So we still have that screening that you would do at home every day through an online secure portal. We will continue to have great job with cleaning, social distancing, and things like that. But our mask policy has changed to adapt to the current environment. And so with that, all our staff will wear a facial covering, either a mask or a shield, a clear shield, as well as students in grades 4 through 12. Again, that's students 4 through 12. There are exceptions that can be made. It'll be a policy, and it'll be online here shortly, what the form is that you'd fill out if you fit one of those exceptions or exemptions from the policy. You'd fill that form out, maybe attach it either whether it's a doctor's note or whatever other relevant documentation would be, and you would send that into the school email or regular mail, and then we process that and let you know. That way we can, because at some circumstances, the mask isn't appropriate for some children. So with that, also we'll have mask breaks throughout the day, and we'll help everyone adjust to it. This is new and it's challenging for us, but we will work through it together. And we understand it's a challenge. We understand developmentally different ages, it's going to be different. And we're going to work through that. Also, during lunch, recess, and phys ed, the children will not be asked to wear a mask during those times. Change with the transportation as well. Letters are in the mail and have been mailed out, so you should be getting those soon. And at that time, it was 3rd through 12th, so that will be a little different than what you see on that letter. But it'll be grades 4 through 12 based on the different information and guidance we've been given. So grades 4 through 12 on the buses are required to wear a mask, again, unless they have one of those exemptions through that application or form process. Reminder that first week of school, we're going to have a phased in or a soft opening. That way we can focus on relationships, we can practice our protocols, and we can do that with a smaller group of kids and be able to improve on those and make sure everybody is on the same page and just have a really good start to the school year. Also want to make sure I point out that this Monday we will have two different Zoom sessions, so you can ask questions. I'll go over a few pieces of information and really just open it up to questions for you, so that way you can make informed decisions and we can work through this together. Also, there'll be a form that you can fill out online if you have questions, and maybe one of these Zoom sessions don't work out for you. We'll also record that Zoom and post it on the website as well. Continue to look at our website. There's been some updates on it as well to help you out as we come along here. We look forward to working with you and your children. We're excited about this school year. We're embracing this challenge. We're doing it together. We're positive and we're confident that if we work together and we unite with this and we collaborate, we will have an extremely successful school year. Thank you, and we'll see you soon.